Well, John Joe, I suppose all the talking is done. It's now just a matter of waiting for Sunday.
It's a matter of just bedding in and waiting, as you say, for Sunday and getting out and getting on with it and hope that everything goes well.
Yeah. And tell me, how has preparations gone in the last couple of weeks since the Killyclark?
Preparations have been good, and I suppose the weather might just have been the best. We had to nip down to save our own pitch a bit. We had to nip down. Valahi were good enough to give us the length of their pitch there over the last fortnight for a couple of nights, you know. They're only down the road from us, but, you know, that's what happens with them counties when one team's been successful. Our team step up to help them out without hesitation, which is good.
Yeah.
So preparation is good. Everybody's fit, ready to go.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously, as we've mentioned and talked, and it's been well documented, your hurlers have won the hurling final. Your Camogs have won the Camogie final. It's hard to imagine that there's that much football fever at the moment. You're kind of used to Ulster finals now.
Well, at least they're split. They've been split up a bit time wise, you know, which we've got time to celebrate that and to get over it and now concentrate on the football, like, you know. So we're very aware that there's a record going to be set if we can win this match, but I don't think it's necessarily putting any pressure on the players. It's just another game of football which they know they have to go out and do their very best to win, and then, well, if we were lucky enough to win it, we can celebrate thereafter, celebrate the three victories in Ulster at all codes.
Yeah.
I suppose that would be a first for any team, maybe at club level in Ireland. I would guess so, anyway.
Yeah. And I suppose that's what yourself and Mickey Morden have to avoid chatting about to players and in the locality.
Yeah, well, it's not up for discussion at all, other than, you know, somebody will flippantly say to you, well, you boys are under better pressure to deliver now, like, but that's not putting us under any added pressure, to be honest. We know we have a job to do, and it's just another game of football, and whoever goes about it in the right way on the day and whoever gets a bit of luck, will win the match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's going to be an awful lot between us and Kilcoo. We don't know a lot about them, but we had a bit of a look at, as you know, everybody does nowadays, at DVDs there over the past week, and they'll be a fairly useful side now, and definitely we'll have to play well to come out on top.
Mm-hmm. And of course, well, they're in that category where, you know, they're seasoned provincial campaigners at this stage, having won down five times.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you can't ignore that. Any team that has won five in a row, like, we would like to think that we have done well now in the past 3 years. We've won three in a row and have a bit of an opinion about ourselves. So I'm sure they're just in the same frame of mind, and I suppose, like all country clubs, they're nearly a family-based team. I think there's four or five Brannigan brothers playing the team, and there's other brothers and relations. So there'll be, as the boy says, there'll be a stick of thieves, and I think they'll give us a hard, hard game.
Mm. And of course, as well, this time of year, normally things do level out quite a lot, weather, conditions, everything as well, and the evenness of the teams as well. I suppose that you rarely see lopsided games in provincial finals.
No, well, that's true. They're always generally, there's never been really any walk-away games. They've always been fairly tight, and I suppose we're fortunate that this bit of a high is coming now, that we're going to be blessed with a good day, because I've always said, you know, the teams that put in the work to get to, let it be their own county championship finals or Ulster finals or All-Ireland semi-finals or finals, and get a bad day, I've never thought it fair, you know, that people have to go out and play in bad conditions. So we're looking forward to a good day on Sunday weather-wise, and as a result of that, probably a good game.
Yeah, and just looking back at the campaign, got off to got the campaign underway against Derry Gonnelly, I suppose a difficult enough one on a couple of fronts. Difficult enough in that the hurling final was only the week before.
Well,
and
right.
Yeah, and the fact
our eight dual players had only a week of a break, and they were straight into the Derry Gonnelly game, and Derry Gonnelly would have known themselves that they underperformed last year, and they set about giving a better performance this year. And now, they made it very difficult for us, you know, and as I say, there's only 5 points in it at the end of the game, and there was a time or two in the second half of Derry Gonnelly maybe just hadn't panicked a wee bit, they could have got a major score, you know, and could have left a lot closer. So that was one we were glad to get through.
Yeah. And then on to Killie Clahar. The score would suggest it was comfortable enough, the final score.
Yeah, it was, I suppose. The first half, you would have said, was fairly competitive and 50-50. But we felt going into the break that, you know, they had put on a serious effort in that first 30 minutes or so. And we felt that we were turning around with a slight advantage of the breeze in the second half. And we thought we'd have the legs for them in the second half. And that more or less was the case. Plus the fact that we had targeted, if you like to call it that, their main marksman, Mark Bradley. We cut his space down. The McCann brothers, who were always very effective against other teams and running through the middle and coming out of defence and breaking fast. Young Paddy Cassidy more or less marshalled Tiernan McCann and kept him quiet. So keeping their key men quiet now was a big plus for us in that game. And we'll have to have the same approach come Sunday.
And who are the men in Kilcoo that have to be well marshalled?
Well, I suppose the man that will be known best because he's played a fair wee bit for the county and played well for the county was young Laverty. And people are saying he hasn't scored so much this year, but that aside, I think he's quite good at setting stuff up. He mightn't be getting on the score sheet much himself, but he's causing problems on the ball. So he's one man that'll have to be looked at. And they have a few players now that could give you problems if you let them have their own way. So we have done our homework and hope that in the day that it works out all right.
And of course they have Paul McIver in their corner. He's the manager and a Ballinterry club man and club player. He would know Slackneil fairly well.
Paul would know and would have played against some of this current crop of Slackneil players, particularly some of the older members of the squad, and he'll have a finger in the pulse. He'll know exactly what every player in Slackneil is capable of, you know, and that has to be a help to Kilcoo as well.
You mentioned earlier that you have got everybody clean bill of health. Does that give Mickey Moran and yourself some selection headaches?
Not really. The team, more or less, this last while, Tom, has been selecting itself, and that will be the same starting 15 as started the last day out. And we used a sub or two the last day, and them men still very much in the reckoning. And we don't have any hesitation if we see a player tiring or a player should be unfortunate enough to get hurt. We have men ready to throw in that we know are more than capable of doing the job. Because you realise yourself, I suppose, there this year, this young Feeney has come in defence and displaced, I suppose, the man that was displaced there was Barry McGuigan. Barry's still very much to the fore in the panel and pushing for a place. The two wing half forwards from, I suppose, last year, Padraig Kelly and Ronan Bradley had to step aside because their two young lads have come in there, young Michael McGrath and Shane McGuigan. So, you know, them men haven't got their place, they haven't got their starting place this year, but they're very, very much there to be reckoned with if we need to step somebody in, either a player getting hurt or a player tired.
You won it for the first time 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this a better team?
I would say it probably is slightly improved. I think it is. I think as well as that, you know, the other players, not talking about the young players who come in that have been an addition, probably from the point of view of they have more legs with their youth. But I think the older players now that have been on the team this past 3 years have 3 years experience of playing at the top level, and I think that's a big help as well. And we feel that the team has matured to a certain extent, you know, and doesn't panic, and if things are going against them, they can still rally. We mightn't won by a lot, but we've got into the habit of winning, and we hope we can carry that forward on Sunday.
And you don't mind how much you win by on Sunday, as long as you do.
1 point will do.